This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Town here. What do you say? A little blow?
Oh, wait a minute. I learned my lesson there last week or the week before about blow. So let's use another a metaphoric connection to our conversations. We get started here on the DJV show. In this hour of our Tuesday program, we are going to see what we can do about another Category 5 hurricane. Hooray! Jennifer isn't going to have anything to do with it. And neither am I, as a matter of fact, because I'm going to be with Jennifer this weekend. There is no blow. Well, I suppose there is a little blow from the West Coast, but it's a different kind of blow. Why am I so fascinated with that word now?
I don't know.
You did it. No, Victoria, you did it. Victoria Keaton.
How did I do it?
Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, you laughed at me, you and Kara, when I said something about blow a few weeks ago.
Right.
And I wonder, did you think it was
marijuana. That's yes, why we were laughing.
Yeah, I feel like most people, when they get laughed at for something, then move on from that instead of talking about it over and over again.
To each
their own.
Yes, that's right. Anybody ever call you a punk? Sometimes you...
My father calls me that all the time.
Wow.
It's appropriate. Look at that.
She's a punk.
That's funny.
All right. So anyway, I was wondering if... that blow reference made it into our podcast of the DJV show last week. Did that make it in?
It did make it into last week's, yes.
It did. Aha! So if you want to hear exciting things like that in the podcast, the weekly podcast, the DJV show, internal and external comments and conversation that you have not heard, podcast automatically delivered to your smartphone, your tablet, or other wireless device if you are hanging on to that last word. What did we say that you didn't hear? blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. All right, you got it? Or you can just, search for DJV show, all one word, DJV show. And then there are other things while I'm in a reminding mood. I have an hour in a podcast called Your Hidden Power. The one that's posted now is number 18. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, Your Hidden Power, you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Just put in Your Hidden Power. I talked to a fellow named Peter Faust, who explained to you the constellation approach to connecting with your family's past lives and how that helps you understand in this life how things can be better. How can it affect your life understanding? Your predecessors. It really was quite compelling, frankly. And then we have Mistfire Uri Geller taking us to a special town in Israel that's only populated by people who are in the arts. Can't live there if you're not an art person, artist. And then Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley answers the question, where do psychics go when they need help? I thought that was a pretty good question, didn't you? Everybody goes to psychics for help. Where do you go when you need help? And our astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, provides tips on how you can make the most out of the fall equinox. The reason I went into that right now, that's blogtalkradio.com/ Your Hidden Power for those people who are into sort of metaphysical thinking. The idea of the beginning of fall, Thursday night, Friday morning, if you don't think that has a play on these hurricanes, as well as some of the other things that have affected us with the solar eclipse and the number of things that were coincidental, now we have the chance that a couple of different hurricanes could sort of collide, in a manner of speaking. There's Hurricane Maria, which is in the central Caribbean. Would you describe that, Victoria? Sort of Puerto Rico, central northern Caribbean.
I think it's at Puerto Rico right about now.
Mm.
I think it has pretty much just arrived, and it's up to Category 5. It's
160 mile an hour winds.
Pretty dangerous.
Yep. Yeah.
And the second hit for them after Irma. I mean, crazy.
They don't even have power yet. I mean, they won't have power for months after Irma, and now I don't even know what this is going to do. It's terrible.
Well, they have the Hurricane Hunter is in the storm now, trying to figure out. Imagine whenever I talk about that, I remember the worst plane flight that I ever had. And then I remember a scene in The Hunt for Red October when Alec Baldwin's character is bouncing around in a helicopter. Have you seen that movie? By bringing him out to the submarine in a storm and the way he's bouncing around in there. And that's all I can imagine. Although I think I have seen some. There's some video around of guys in the plane taking video as they are in. They go through the hurricane into the eye and then out on the other side. And apparently the trip in there yesterday was pretty unpleasant. Shows a higher intensity than the other storms. The last one was a Category 5, but somehow or other this thing has more concentrated strength to it. So you can imagine with these heavy rains, the mudslides on these islands. The Virgin Islands are a mess, and the British and French Virgin Islands. I saw a picture of Richard Branson standing out in front of some building that he owned on his island that was completely destroyed. And I think he said that there ought to be some kind of Marshall Plan to rebuild the islands, a British sort of Marshall Plan. But then you get back to, if we're going to have these storms, you can't predict whether you're going to have a strong season or not. But if you build everything up and another storm like this blows through next year, you have done everything for naught.
Well, right? A lot of people are saying that, you know, when we rebuild this time, why not do it a lot smarter than we normally do?
Who are those people that are suggesting that? Are they politicians? Are they bureaucrats? Are they builders? Are they...
Well, kind of all of the above. There are a lot of comments on social media. There are a few opinion articles that I was reading yesterday. One was on CNN, one was on USA Today, all pretty much saying, like, why don't we learn from these storms? Why aren't we learning? It's like having an earthquake in California and then not building an earthquake, type of structure the next time, like something that can withstand it.
After the Northwood earthquake, Northridge, 84.
Mm-hmm. It was 94.
do you think that, or is there proof, significant information that leads you to believe that, in fact, how it was handled after the fact was what Victoria just suggested? Or was it like with Hurricane Katrina, these idiots at the Army Corps of Engineers built the same levees that got blown away in that hurricane, they just rebuilt them?
No, we have a ton of building standards in Los Angeles because of earthquakes and because of where we are. I mean, I think that when you get out into the Caribbean and you look at places like Puerto Rico, there's a lot of people who cut a lot of corners, and the building codes are not the same as they are in Los Angeles. So, I mean, I think it would be smart. I don't know how much you can do, but I'm sure cement can stand up a whole lot better than like a thatched roof in Puerto Rico to a hurricane. So, I mean, I think there's definitely something to it. If you're going to rebuild, you might as well do it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got there. I'm predicting maybe this perhaps is the good twist on this, that because of the equinox, usually the formation of these storms, the toughest ones are from the end of August to the end of September. I believe this is the last of the storms. What's coming behind Maria? What's the name of the next one?
Well, Jose is next, but the way that I just was looking at the map, it's kind of turning into a nor'easter, which we typically on the East Coast we get in the winter. Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing that's happening.
The Boston forecasters last night said we would have a little rain and a little wind, and that's it. So, and you will have a little bit more there because you're closer. You're on the water. New York City's on the water. I mean,
yeah. It looks like South Jersey is going to be as far north as where it'll be a little more severe.
And then it veers out.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the other thing, the hurricane's coming across the Caribbean now, looks to be not quite on the same trajectory. That is, it may bump into Florida more on the east coast and the northeast coast than did the first one. But, of course, it all is subject to what happens, whatever the influence of the jet stream and those sorts of things. There are a couple of high-pressure systems that make the weather in the country pretty pleasant. I think that it started in Los Angeles. You've had temperatures that have been very pleasant in L.A. the last 4 or 5 days, haven't you, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice and cool.
Yeah, good high-pressure system moving across. So let's see what happens. It's all conjecture at the moment. But the stories are more about the people and the dealings with the storm. Imagine, put yourself in it. Can you even imagine, can any of us imagine, unless you've been through it, having our homes completely destroyed? Having everything that we own, everything, not memories, but everything that is software, hardware, anything that's tangible, be destroyed. It's really a hard place to put your imagination, frankly. That's what these people are going through. Meanwhile, the news media can't seem to get away from Sean Spicer. That's the most important thing, apparently, him at the Emmys. If I see another story like that, I want to put it on a dartboard. Oh, my. Okay, so that's it. I think you just kind of wait and see. Lots of great stories that come about. Heroism, people who have given the last month. Some people, I saw a story about a newly retired fellow who was 66 or 67, and they have here in Massachusetts a home on a lake, and they had one of those, 20-foot boats with a couple of Evinrude motors on it. He put it on the trailer back of his truck, and he drove down to Texas and was there for 2 or 3 weeks, and then he drove over to Florida, and he's still there helping people. Those kinds of stories do make you smile, even though it's a horrible tragedy to have some of this stuff wiped out. If you have faith and hope in humanity, these people are there. I think that's, and by the way, I really do think that that's part of this. What your attitude is toward it. If there's a lot of, I'd be the first to tell you that I don't like hurricanes, and they instill fear in me. There's a difference between that kind of fear and fear-based thinking, or, saying, oh my God, nobody's going to help us. Just be open to it and, accept it as it comes. At any rate, I was very happy yesterday, ladies, to complete the installation of the Champion generator that we've been futzing around with here all summer because we couldn't figure out where we wanted to put it. I finally said to the guys yesterday, okay, it's going here. Because we had all the infrastructure put together, but I figured, all right, just in case we have this hurricane, I don't want to not be able to have time with my girls. I think that sounds bad, have time with my girls. Have time with our girls. Have time with the ladies.
Is better than women. My. Yeah.
The. Yes, okay. The. With my co-host. How's that?
That's perfect, actually. Okay. There you go.
All right. So the Champion generator routine. Didn't somebody call Kara last week and want to know how they'd heard this? This happens all the time, by the way. Kara takes calls all the time from people who hear us talking about a various items, and they don't get the number, they don't get the website. So they need fulfillment. So I told Kara, send them to championpowerequipment.com. And that's why I send everybody. Tom Kreidler had the same advice. He's the money pit guy. The champion folks, the champions, literally, of standby generators. They're much better than the competition. That's why I chose them. Champion Power Equipment is the market leader in the power generation industry. They are the lowest-priced, fully automatic generators on the market with the longest warranty in the business, a 10-year warranty. So whether you need a small generator for your home just to keep the refrigerator going, or you need a big one like me to keep everything going, what you do is you go to championpowerequipment.com, or you can call 877-338-0999. You'll get a standby professional. And they'll give you a quote, and they'll send you to the local person who can fit you out, if you will. Authorized dealer networks all over the country. There's one near you. Find them at championpowerequipment.com. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Want to I save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Carson Daly fans. His mom, Patty Daly, passed away. And you may remember that she was also a personality, a television personality. Did a lot of local, and wasn't it more local California stuff that she did, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Patty Daly Caruso interviewed a lot of public figures. Barbara Sinatra actually interviewed Trump on her show called Valley Views, which ran for 25 years, as I said, local show. She had breast cancer, has been struggling with it for 20 years. Carson Daly's father died when he was 6. He had bladder cancer. They got to, hopefully he's done his homework to find out what's going on in his body. He talked about her... the day she went in for her surgery, they asked her what song she would want played in the operating room, and this is the song, I Believe I Can Fly. So for that, you hold a good thought I don't know what to think about Carson Daly, actually, Jennifer. He lived, when I was on Entrada, he lived right above me on a house that was on the top of that hill, and you see him riding around his motorcycle from time to time with his children. He was, it's like anybody else who lives there. It's well known. You say hi to him, and that's it. So why is he any different than anybody else?
That's the beauty of him. He's a radio guy more than a TV guy, and he started at K-Rock in Los Angeles, and then he was doing mornings on one of the radio stations here in L.A. and hosting The Voice and doing the Today Show. I respect him. He's got a big, strong work ethic, which I think is really important.
I'm glad he never married Tara Reid, because he was living in New York when he was engaged to her.
Really? Yeah. Why? What's her story?
She's a mess.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, anyway, CBS is being sold to another company. He was doing the mornings on a CBS station, an amp, they call it amp, 90, whatever it is. It's a It's a hit station. But he's been removed from that position. And I, frankly, he was doing it from New York anyway. Isn't he in New York all the time to do the Today Show?
He gave that up. Yeah, he just retired.
The Today Show?
No, the radio. The radio. He couldn't do it all.
I don't think he retired. I think he was told, see you later, because they don't want to pay those kind of salaries to anybody on the radio anymore. All right, anyway, but he's a good personality.
He's in L.A. for The Voice. I mean, he does go back and forth.
Yeah. Here's the next focus on somebody passing. You remember that we, a lot of people, I don't know how much we paid attention to Leonard Cohen's passing, but a lot of people thought he was pretty special. So this is the first official memorial concert that's been announced. Family saying that this is the first anniversary of his death. So it'll take place on November 6th at the Bell Center in Montreal. Performances from Elvis Costello, Lana Del Rey, Philip Glass, The Lumineers, Katie Lang, Feist, Sting, Damien Rice. Oh, now that's been interesting.
That's an eclectic mix.
Yeah, that sure is a mix. Spoken word readings also that evening of Cohen's poetry. A lot of actors will show up for that. His son Adam said, quote, "My old man traveled a lot, but he always identified and heralded his hometown in Montreal. To do it around the anniversary of his passing corresponds with the Jewish tradition of the end of a year of mourning, a year of fondness and recollection. I'm hoping," his son said, "on a personal level, this is going to tie the bow. All the proceeds will go to the Canadian Council, giving grants to Canadian arts projects." So that's a memorial concert in November for Leonard Cohen. 28 after the hour. Like a drunken
midnight choir. Sharpen your tusks. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A fox saw a wild boar sharpening his tusks on a stone. The fox said, "Man, I've been through this whole forest today, and I haven't seen even one hunter out. I don't know why you're doing that." And the wild boar said, "If I waited for the hunters to get here, it would be too late for me to get ready for them." We all have tusks to sharpen. Preparation is the key to success. Sometimes sharpening our tusks means staying in front of relationship challenges and talking things out before they get too big. Other times, sharpening our tusks might mean working harder at our jobs or exercising more. Whatever it is, and whatever sharpening your tusks means to you, it's time to start doing it. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires one line to port in. Plans include unlimited talk, text, and data. One size speed data. Alarm and reach. Speed reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2 gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Time for us to continue to get you to listen and hear us talk, and then you talk to yourself, or you can talk back to us if you'd like. Whatever you'd like to do, help yourself. You can send us a note on Twitter if you'd like. At DJ V Show, gets to everybody. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, also on Instagram. And you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. The web site of the day. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Well, this is actually a place to go. If this is a place where you would, if you're planning to go overseas to study or to work, this is a site that gets you a passport if you don't have one and a visa. You search by country for entry and exit requirements. It's called the Bureau of Consular Affairs, CONSULAR. So if you go, just Google that. A lot of people traveling. I'm going to Italy at the end of October. Meredith had gone to Peru. There are a lot of people that are traveling This is a good time of year, actually, to travel if you have the opportunity, whether you're doing it in our country or elsewhere, unless you're going into the eye of the hurricane. Not great time. I never understood people who went to Florida for vacation in the summertime or the fall anyway. It's so damn hot down there. And by the way, the same could be said of the area that one of the things that attracts the hurricanes is the humidity. It's attracted to, it creates moisture and humidity on its own, as we can attest, all of us, Kara, Victoria, and I, all have the feeling today of that heavy, heavy, heavy air.
Yes.
That comes with low pressure that surrounds a hurricane. It's a very distinct feeling. It's a,
yep.
It's like you can't.
You can smell it in the air.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Yeah. I said that to Lewis yesterday when we came back into the city, and he didn't. I don't know. Maybe he, because I grew up on the beach, and so it's something. Hurricanes and waves and beach erosion, all these things are just so prevalent.
Yeah.
And he's a city guy, and he's just like, I don't really know what you mean. I was like, can't you smell that? And he was like, I don't know what I'm smelling, but it might be garbage.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us who pay attention to weather. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah. All right, time for people in the news. Kim Jong-un. Un. How is it pronounced?
Kim Jong-dumpling.
So, if you didn't know, the Koreans announced yesterday they have become very proactive. They want to prevent war from ever happening. So the defense minister in South Korea had gone online to explain their newly created decapitation unit, which has a sole purpose of assassinating Mr. Un. And so I looked at how they created this unit, and it looks like a bunch of Korean SEALs, basically. That's what they've done, because the South Koreans are getting impatient. The rest of the world lets this guy continue to blabber on, and they want to take care of him. So they went public. I don't know that I would have done that, but it's a very interesting name for a unit, the decapitation unit. What would you expect to come?
But think they would decapitate people.
Yeah,
it doesn't
right.
seem to be.
Yeah,
could you imagine meeting somebody and them giving you a business card that's a decapitation unit?
Decapitation unit, yep. All right, here's the story of John Gamble, not the radio personality, but the financial officer, chief financial officer of Equifax. Listen to this, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. If you don't think these people are the most damnable crooks, they ought to be working in some bank. Well, they're working for Equifax. They suppose it's the same thing. So the Justice Department yesterday opened a criminal investigation into whether the top three kahunas at Equifax violated insider trading laws. Gee, it seems they sold all of their stock before the announcement was made that they were...
the biggest breach in the history of, of the world.
excuse me. So Gamble sold his stock. Joseph Loughran, who's the president of the Information Solutions Division of Equifax, sold his stock. And so did Rodolfo Plotter, president of the Workforce Solutions Unit. They had said before, lying bastards that they are, that the executives had no knowledge that an intrusion had occurred, right? That's why they sold the stock just before the announcement came on September 11th. So now you wonder again what happens. These people can't be that smart. They all sold their, the chief guy about $1 million worth of stock. The options for the other guys were about $500,000. So, yeah, it's more scumbags from a scummy company. They are just scum. And the company is scum. Anybody who's had any dealings with these people, you can tell from my attitude toward them that I've had dealings with them. And when people lie to you, they don't tell you what really is going on or how it really operates. It's like talking to the phone company. Yesterday, I had I sent my electric payment goes to a company located in Houston, and so yesterday I got an email. Where's your payment? And I said, I called the company up. I said, I sent the payment on the 2nd of September. Well, we don't have it yet. And I said, so. And by the way, this is the third time it's happened this year with this. It's called Eversource is the company. Do you have them in New York?
Never heard of that.
Yeah. They're a big consolidator.
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not here. I just have never heard of it.
No. Anyway, so the point is, dealing with them is like dealing with a government. You don't have any status. They just, they don't care. And even though their mail, they admit that their mail has all been lost because of the hurricane, but they don't care. Then, well, you know, your payment hasn't gotten to us. I said it hasn't gotten to you because you admit that the hurricane has screwed up all of your facilities down there. Well, that's all right. You got to pay us. I said, I did pay you. What do you, well, you have to send us a credit card or something. It's just that kind of stuff. Hey. Katie Parkins, next person in the news. This is a, you're going to love this. One person making people more aware of the dangers of food allergies. This is a 13-year-old girl, Katie Parkins, eighth grader. Has lots of things going on in her life, choir and sports and that sort of thing. But she has to deal with allergies. And if they are not treated, they're life-threatening. According to the Center for Disease Control, 1 in 13 children have food allergies. So when she and her family go out to eat, there is a lot to be concerned about. And they like to go back and forth. I guess they go to the same places because the waiters and waitresses know what the allergies are. 150 to 200 people die every year from reactions to food allergies. See, I think, this young lady, let me tell you her story first. She was brainstorming, she said. I wonder how I can fix this. How can I guarantee that I know that my allergens are properly listed on the order that goes in for the food? And so it led her to create My Teal Ticket, which is a form people will use with allergies. They can fill them out and give to the servers at restaurants. That's an interesting thing, isn't it, huh? Why wouldn't they call it the meal ticket instead of the teal ticket? One would wonder.
I don't know.
So she started a business this summer. She had the idea last fall. This summer she started a website, getting orders on the day that it launched. Isn't it amazing how that information gets around? Right? You just start something and it spreads. She said she didn't expect the business to kick off as quickly as it did or reach out as far as it did. She's had people from Canada and England, different places in Europe. Apparently, the teal ticket is also available in Spanish. She says there could be more languages available in the future. It's a form that you can get online and take it with you to the restaurant and give it to the waitress. Isn't that interesting? So,
it certainly makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that, you know, if your waitress doesn't write down everything that you say you're allergic to, you know, they're not paying attention. I mean, you know, it makes sense to be able to just hand a completed thing that the cooks can just put right up on the line. That makes a lot of sense.
But this is a sign of the times, though, isn't it? Pretty exasperating when you think about all the people who have allergies and what did we do? Did we not know that people had allergies 100 years ago or 200 years ago? Or we just, or they weren't allergies?
Or are we more sensitive? Who knows?
Right. Well, the fix that the doctors here on this program would tell you, whether it's Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus, is to ingest, if mothers are concerned about allergies. But how do you even know? I mean, we all talk about peanut allergies. Some people have, I'm finding out I have an allergy to dairy and cold. And what's the other thing? What's the third
thing? I think
we
should just call it ice cream. You're just allergic to ice cream.
It's sugar. Yeah, right. I am. But then there are other things that could be more dangerous. But how did this, I just wonder out loud how it all got started. Don't you think every once in a while?
I've been paying attention to Dr. Jack Stockwell's podcast a lot lately. And,
ForbiddenDoctor.com, by the way.
They're really fabulous. And, you know, there's so many other reports, not just from Dr. Jack, but from so many other doctors and nutritionists especially, who say that, you know, the diet that we have as Americans is so filled with processed foods that has affected our gut flora and our ability to, you know, handle wheat and dairy and peanuts and all these other things, that it all really starts in the gut, and that it's environmental because, you know, the pesticides that are sprayed on the processed foods that we eat and all these things really break down your body's natural ability to tolerate those things. And that's why they say this.
That's an excellent review, Victoria, of it. It's the food that we're eating, and that's why these allergies.
Everything's
that's
so
the answer
processed.
To the question.
Yeah.
And
that's
once
the
you
answer.
Have inflammation, then you're,
right.
You know, the abundance of allergies, it grows what you're allergic to.
If your body is in a constant state of inflammation, your body naturally has to release histamines, you know, like when you take an antihistamine. So your body's constantly releasing histamines to fight off the inflammation that's there all the time. So when you eat peanuts or wheat or dairy or whatever, or ice cream in your case, you don't have any reserves left to fight those things or to tolerate those things. And so everyone goes into this, like, allergic reaction state. It's a mess.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful introduction into a conversation about one of the things from our newest sponsor, Balance of Nature. Their fruits and veggies, we're all getting them now. We're seeing them. I think I said yesterday on the air, Kara, as I opened my bottles, you could smell the vegetables. You could smell the fruits. And then you can taste them. It's just a great curve to be on. And, yeah, we're confronted with these situations that Victoria just very aptly described. You don't have a good gut. And in order to have a good gut, you got to have a good immune system. In order to get yourself into a place where there's a good immune system, you got to have the right balance of ripened fruits and vegetables. And that's what you get in these capsules that you buy from Balance of Nature. Matter of fact, you don't have to buy the first month's supply. When you go online to balanceofnature.com, you see the information there that explains all of the different kinds of fruits and vegetables that are in these capsules, the dried fruits and vegetables. And then you think to yourself, well, you read through it. They're very thorough. They have all kinds of things to explain when you order what their products are all about and why they're good for you. And so when you go through that, you do think to yourself, hey, I made a good decision. I went on balanceofnature.com. I use the promo code DJV. I get the first month supply free using that code DJV. And now I'm going to build my immune system up so that I won't get colds this winter. I won't be attacked by the allergies. The food that I eat won't bother me because I'm getting the balance of nature through these servings. Each capsule has 9 to 11 servings of all of these fruits and vegetables. So that's why your immune system is enhanced to the point of over 700% stronger after you've been on this course for a month. Balanceofnature.com. Do yourself and your family a favor. And then when you get this stuff, it's just neat because Mother Nature has been captured by these people. There's no synthetics, no additives, no fillers. It's just food, fruits and veggies in the supplements from balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for the first month free.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keevan to go through some of the important Tech Talk items. Apple in the technology news as they normally are. Amazon, no stranger to that. I thought it was interesting that Toys R Us has filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 11, 1,600 stores in America, 60,000 employees. And we all know that the challenge comes from all of these sorts of things being available online at Amazon. That's, yep. That is the single biggest reason. I'm looking at the filing here. It doesn't affect their stores outside of America, but it does affect the Babies R Us chain.
It does? That's I thought that would be okay.
Yeah, no, they're operating. They've gotten some KKR, Kohlberg, Kravis, and whatever it's one of these breakup outfits. Very profitable. They put up the money to keep them running through Christmas. And then they'll be the debtor in possession and will be able to sell off the leases depending on, I mean, they'll probably reorganize, keep some of the good stores running.
Yeah.
And not keep all the ones, you know, anything that's questionable, they'll stop operating, but.
That's a shame because that's the one type of store you would think you'd want to keep around and not just use online because kids in a toy store, I mean,
that's a special thing. You know, when I was a kid going to Toys R Us, that was a big deal.
Well,
I had the little catalog. I had everything marked of what I wanted to have for Christmas and what I wanted to see in person. I mean, toy stores are, especially Toys R Us, that's really too bad.
Isn't Lazarus, the New York chain Lazarus, didn't they have department stores? Lazarus, does that ring a bell with you?
I've never heard of that.
Lazarus, yeah, I think it was a New York-based store. Well, the guy who founded that founded Children's Bargain Town, which was a baby furniture store, in 1948, and that's how this company got started.
Hmm.
So, anyway, the Toys R Us chain is suffering the fate again because of the... The complete domination of Amazon. Wow, what's going to happen to that? You got to wonder if the governor's going to think about, somebody's going to start thinking about breaking them up like they have other big, big companies that control so much. Interesting to see how that shakes out. In a moment, we deal with some news from Amazon and Apple here on Tech Talk.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so Victoria, let's get to what Apple is doing to improve Siri's mental health support. This is interesting.
This is very interesting. Apparently, a lot of people use Siri to have lengthy conversations, and because Apple collects this type of data from Siri, they've been seeing a pattern that that people who are feeling depressed will talk to Siri. If people who are lonely, I mean, there's a lot of things that people are using Siri for that Apple didn't necessarily plan for. So now they're working with software engineers who have a background in health and wellness and peer counseling, so that in the next iteration of Siri, when someone says, Siri, what's what does it mean to be depressed? Am I depressed? When people are asking these types of questions, Siri's going to be equipped with much better answers and ways to get people help immediately, suicide prevention hotlines and things like that. There's an app that a lot of people are using. It's from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. It's called PTSD, and it's the PTSD Coach, and it offers strategies and coping mechanisms for people, for veterans especially, who use Siri and use this app. So Apple is working on developing that even further in the next round of Siri, which I think is great.
All right. New York is in the running, as are other new cities in terms of Amazon's new headquarters, their second headquarters. So how does... where is
HQ2. That's what Amazon is in Seattle, of course. That's their main campus. That will be staying there. And so now other cities like Detroit and now New York City are vying for... They have a deadline of October 19th to get their pitch in to Amazon, and then Amazon will reveal where they'll go for HQ2.
50,000 jobs. Wow.
Yep.
Big time. 59 past the hour on DJB.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you
you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.